Well, hey, this is causing an echo here.
The old writer lived in a boxcar by the river. This was fill land that had been a dump heap, but it was not used anymore. 5 acres along the river, which he had inherited from his father, who had been a wrecker and a scrap metal dealer.
Hello.
Hello.
Persisting. Yes, hello. Good. Thank you.
The chief has asked me to his house for dinner.
Good.
Around 8, Rogers.
Good.
Help yourself to a drink, Rogers. He gestured to the drink wagon. There's Keith, of course, if you want it.
Thank you.
The old man used to write, but gradually as he wrote, a disgust for his words accumulated until it choked him, and he could no longer bear to look at his own words on a piece of paper.
Thank you. Thank you. It has seemed to be persisting.
William Burroughs.
Good.
June 12th, 1975.
In 1959, Brian Geisen said that writing is 50 years behind painting and applied the montage technique to writing. Now, how did painting get 50 years ahead of writing? The most forward steps in any field occur through necessity. And evolution, of course, is also a matter of necessity. Who knows, the future on this planet may belong to creatures who thrive on radioactivity. They certainly have a powerful lobby, I must say.
So I think you're the man for a highly important, and I may add, highly dangerous assignment, Rogers. You fell for that crap?
Yes. True. Hello.
Well, sir, he is impressive, I said cautiously. He's a cheap old ham, said the chief.
Yes, hello.
He sat down and filled his teeth pipe with one hand.
Yes. Hello.
He smoked and blew the ash out, absently caressing the gazelle with nuzzles. Gotta stay ahead of the commies, or everybody's kids will be learning Chinese. What a win.
Good.
I endeavored to look noncommittal. Have you any idea what we're doing here, Rogers? Well, no, sir.
We have a new type of rule.
Never tell them what you want.
Does it seem to be persisting?
Chief wasn't pulling cover tonight. He was expansive and watch your step, Rogers, I told myself, sipping a weak scotch.
They had to move on, and then there was montage.
Good. Good. Thank you.
And every artist practically now is his own school.
Thank you.
Where are we now?
Photography. Click. A camera can do it better.
If you put disassociated ideas together and created awkward relationships with them.
Now let us ask, what invention could blast the writer out of sequential narrative?
Where are we now?
Frightened pilots that control a vast machine they cannot understand. Calling in experts to tell them which buttons to
push. You see, here is the intuitive writer cleverly approximating the verbal stream of consciousness. Why, it's so real, just what such a person would be saying to him or herself. Click, turn on the recorder, click, play back. The tape recorder can do it better.
It was like arsenic or lead, which slowly build up in the body until a certain point is reached, and then he hummed the refrain of Dead Man Blues by Jelly Roll Morton. He had an old wind-up Victrola, and sometimes he played the few records he had.
So now writing has to move. And the process, I would say, anticipates such an invention, and the writer is disappearing into his tape recorder.
The old man lived on a small welfare check, and he walked a mile to the grocery store once a week to buy lard and canned beans and tomatoes and vegetables and cheap whiskey. Every night he put out the trap lines, and often he would catch a giant catfish and carp. He also used a trap, which was illegal, but no one bothered him about it.
Good.
Often in the morning, he would lie in bed.
Where are we now?
He would watch grids of typewritten words in front of his eyes that moved and shifted. And he tried to read the words, but he never could.
He thought if he could just copy these words.
Look at that down, picture.
Which were not
well,
his
anyway, in the process, Brian Geisen eliminates the omniscient author who knows the past, present, future.
And you can work with far more material. So.
And the innermost thoughts and feelings of his characters. The process is a series of first person recordings.
And put them all into.
And the tapes are I, thou, he, it, she, we, you, feminine, you, masculine, and lastly, they. And the tape recorder is the point of observation that brings each narration into present time.
Take sentences verbatim as it spews them out.
One morning, he got out his typewriter.
Where are we now?
Which hadn't been used in many years. The case was covered with dust and mold, and the lock was rusted.
Yes?
He set the typewriter on the table he used to eat from.
Good.
It was just a 2x4. He put some paper in the machine, and then he started to write.
Look at that Thank picture. You.
Now, wouldn't this lead us to infer that perhaps the voices were originally produced by some external stimulation? That an electromagnetic field or perhaps even a virus was the original means by which the voices were internalized? And this was the beginning of consciousness, of the hallucinated internal space known as I. The rise of oracles is a very important step. If you need oracles, you don't got it. You don't have the voice of God in your own head. As this broke down, then the people who were hearing voices became sort of a nuisance. And in fact, they were in many cases driven out or even shut up into concentration camps.
That's code for weapon of unlimited potential.
Sun's going down like a big bald head, disappearing behind the boulevard. Now, remember, the whole space we call I, our whole reality concept, which is a moving film of association, memories, is as much an illusion.
It's known as singing the picture.
Both constructs are simply recordings.
Where are we now?
The whole screen you think of as reality may quite suddenly go blank. This is the way the world ends, not with a bang, but a click.
Where are we now?
The pictures crash and leak from his eyes, blasting worker and priest alike to smoldering fragments. Death, death, death. The thin siren wail rises and falls over empty cities.
So undoubtedly, the film cut-ups did produce strong reactions
in many viewers with this audience by seeing
it.
And
of course,
the
same thing happened when the non-representation of paintings were first exhibited.
The old flipping shift of DC blazing like a comet.
Death.
Disoriented by seeing something they were not accustomed to see and which they could not get.
Death.
All blows out. Filling brass 80 floors to the street.
Death.
Now the serpent swings his whip in the sky. Here lives stupid, vulgar sons of bitches.
Where are we now?
Yes.
Good.
Empty streets, old newspapers in the wind. The rustle of darkness and wine.
The old writer couldn't write anymore because he had reached the end of words, the end of what can be done with words. And then, in Tangier, the gray bar was closed, shadows falling on the mountain. Hurry up, please, it's time.